The inflation shows that there is a certain demand of goods and services in particular country, and that is why inflation is good for the economy. But what if I tell you that inflation increases so much so that it becomes extremely difficult to buy basic necessities like food? In previous two podcasts, we discussed what is inflation and why it is good for the economy. And when it comes to investment perspective, how you can simply beat inflation rate and create wealth for the longer period of time. Many of you must know regarding inflation rate and how to simply beat inflation by investing in index fund or other type of appreciating asset which beats the inflation rate. Now, if we talk about hyperinflation, most people don't know what is hyperinflation and what are the massive disadvantages of having it. Hey everyone, this is Anuj Vora, and in today's podcast, I will be going to talk about what is hyperinflation, what causes hyperinflation, what are the impacts of hyperinflation, and some of the examples of hyperinflation. So without any further ado, let's get started. But before starting the podcast, if you don't know what is the meaning of inflation, then I would suggest that you listen to my podcast on what is inflation. You will get to know each and everything regarding inflation, why inflation is important, and everything that you need to know regarding inflation I have explained over there. So feel free to check that podcast. Let's get back to the main topic. As the name suggests, that the meaning of hyper is more than average, above average. So when the prices of goods and services increases more than average, that means when the inflation rate increases very much higher, the inflation rate is very high, then it is called hyperinflation. It is being said that if the country is in hyperinflation, then there are chances that the prices of goods and services will increase 5 to 10% every day. Yes, you are listening right. 5 to 10% every day. If the country is in the state of hyperinflation, there would be rapid increment in the prices of goods and services. Now, just to give you more explanation, let me give you some example over here. Let's say you buy any stuff worth $100 today, and if you want to purchase the same product the next day, you will have to pay $105 for the same product, and in the next day you will have to pay $110 for the same product. It is called hyperinflation. Your purchasing power will go down and the value of goods and services will increase rapidly. If we take another example over here, let's say as I'm recording this podcast on 3rd of May 2021 and I'm expecting that your monthly grossing shopping amount is, let's say, $500, and if the country is in hyperinflation, here is what will happen. For all the things that you have bought for $500 in the month of May, for the same products you will have to pay nearly $850 to $900 for the month of June 2021. That means within just 30 days of period, you will have to pay more, $300 to $400, for the same products and services that you use to buy in the month of May. So this is called hyperinflation. If we talk about the most dangerous thing here, your income does not increase at such massive speed. That means you will only have two options. The first is you have to lower down your standard of living. Simply, in the previous example, you will simply have to spend only $500 and you have to live below your means. That means you actually need the grocery worth $900, but you cannot afford to buy it. That is why you end up compromising your needs and you will only spend $500. So this is why you will have to lower down your standard of living. The second option is to keep spending money. In this option, you do not care about your personal finances, but you care about your needs and luxuries. So you prefer to spend more money even if you cannot afford it. But the truth is, it can be extremely dangerous for your personal finances. You will have a huge debt because you are not earning that much money, but you keep spending more and more money, and that will increase your debt. So in the long run, you may have to file bankruptcy as well because you have no money to pay off your debt. Now, after listening to this, you may have a question that, hey Anuj, does this kind of situation ever happen? The answer is yes. Let's talk about the two best examples. Let's talk about the two countries in which these kind of situation, which is hyperinflation, had occurred. In 1944, a European country, Greece, had faced huge trouble of hyperinflation. If I explain you in the simplest language how poor the situation was in Greece in 1944, so understand this, that the prices of goods and services were doubling in 4.3 days. That simply means that, let's say if you buy grocery worth 100 euro, then for the same groceries, for the same amount of groceries, you will have to spend more than 200 euros if you go back to the stores and try to buy the groceries. So in just 5 days, that simply means the people of Greece had to spend more than double if they go back to purchase groceries every 5 days. Sounds horrible, right? Now let me tell you another extreme example of hyperinflation, which is hyperinflation in Zimbabwe in 2008. What if I tell you that if you buy a smartphone worth $500 today, and your friend want to purchase the same product and he wishes to buy that particular product on the next day, he will have to spend $1,000. On the previous day, you spent $500 for the same product, and on the next day your friend will have to spend $1,000 for the same smartphone. These kind of situation occurred in Zimbabwe in 2008. The prices of goods and services were doubling in every 24.7 hours. While doing research regarding to hyperinflation in Zimbabwe, I came to know that the prices of bread in Zimbabwe was $2 million at a time, and overnight the value of that particular bread packet increased from $2 million to $35 million. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about US dollars. These kind of worst situation occurred in Zimbabwe in 2008, and by April 2008, the value of 50 million Zimbabwean dollars was just 1.2 US dollars. That simply means if you drink a coffee worth $1.2 in the United States, in Zimbabwe it will be $50 million. That means the currency had depreciated so much that the value of 50 million Zimbabwean dollars was just 1.2 US dollars. Extremely horrible situation, right? Now, after listening all these examples, the simple question you will definitely have is, what causes hyperinflation? What are the factors are responsible for the hyperinflation? So let us discuss over here. There are two primary reasons which are responsible for the hyperinflation in any particular nation. The first is money printing. It is being observed worldwide that when the economy collapses, the government prefer to print more and more money and they give it away to the people so that people can buy goods and services whatever they wish and they can live their life normally. But the government is not stable, the geopolitical situation is not stable, and the country is a poor and a developing. It will be extremely difficult to survive during this situation, and the country would most probably go down in the situation of hyperinflation. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the countries like Germany, France, the UK, the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand launched stimulus packages. That means they were giving money to the unemployed people so that they can survive during lockdown and during the phase of unemployment. These countries can do it because they are already wealthy nations. Their economy is powerful, the purchasing power of their citizen is good, so when the economy will start reviving, people will have more jobs and the economy will recover extremely faster. But if we talk about developing and underdeveloped nations, let's say if we consider in developing countries, Brazil and India, and if we talk about underdeveloped nations, let's consider South African nation, it would be extremely difficult to take such decisions because if the government of these countries will give it away, people, there are huge possibilities that the situation of hyperinflation can occur. And that's what happened in Zimbabwe in 2008. Zimbabwe is a poor country, it is an underdeveloped country. The government of Zimbabwe had taken a loan of millions of dollars, but they had no money to pay to International Monetary Funds. And to pay off their debt to IMF, the government starts printing more and more money, and it was the biggest mistake. The second reason behind hyperinflation is demand pull inflation. Let me simplify the meaning of demand pull inflation. You can easily relate it with the situation before lockdown. Before the lockdown was announced, people were expecting that the government may release lockdown, and that is why most people try to buy more and more products which they actually did not need, and that caused demand pull inflation. There was tremendous demand for the goods and services like products related to food, toilet paper and all such things, but there was a limited supply. Demand was too much and the supply was limited. This means demand pull inflation. It drives the prices of goods and services. During this kind of situations, the government has to make sure that there should be enough supply so that the people can purchase whatever and how much they wish to purchase. But it is practically, it cannot be done, because in the country like India, where there is a huge population of over a billion people, it will be difficult to arrange supply chain. But if we talk about the second option, to convince people that buy only limited products that you actually need. This is what the government can do, but it depends on how people will react to the opinion, to the thoughts of the government. So these are the two reasons. Demand pull inflation and printing more and more money can cause hyperinflation. Indirectly, I have already discussed the downsides of hyperinflation, but let us discuss briefly the effects of hyperinflation. So the first and the most important to consider over here is unemployment. During the phase of hyperinflation, the unemployment increases rapidly. People lose their job and the prices of goods and services increases rapidly. So they will have to spend more and more money for their basic necessities. But they have already lost their job. They don't have enough money to spend. So during this period, the situation of unemployed people will become extremely difficult to survive. The second effect that happens due to hyperinflation is the revenue of government goes down rapidly. If the government do not have enough money to run the nation, then it becomes extremely difficult and the hyperinflation will definitely occur. And unemployment and the government revenue has a direct connection. As people have jobs, as millions of people are doing their job on a regular basis, they will keep spending money. As they will keep spending money, they will pay some taxes for the products and services they use. So from here, government makes majority of the revenue. But here, during this phase, people have no job. The unemployment rate is extremely higher. And that is why the government revenue will go down. The third effect that happens during hyperinflation is economic collapse. Economy collapses each and every time when there is a situation of hyperinflation, when people have to pay a lot more for basic necessities. So this is what all you need to know about hyperinflation. We discussed about what is hyperinflation, country specific examples of hyperinflation, what causes hyperinflation, and the last we discussed is the effects, the side effects of hyperinflation. So we discussed a lot of things. So if you did not manage to understand any particular thing, that I would recommend you to listen this podcast 2 to 3 times, because there we covered a lot of topics. We took a lot of examples to understand a particular topic. So if you like this podcast, feel free to consider sharing. It means a lot to me. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is ANUJV21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.